morning, or good afternoon, depending where you're listening in the world. I'm Cara O'Connor, and welcome to The Cara O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because it is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And we take phone calls after the first break, and I'm going to give you the number now so you can be all prepared. It is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. Or you could IM Benny at psychiconair.com or newskyradio.com. And that you could IM Benny, and we'll bring your question on if you're at work and you just can't get to the phone. And so that's the phone messages and, I mean, the phone numbers, and I'm going to give you some upcoming events. Tomorrow night, we have a free teleclass. That is tomorrow night, August 31st, and that is from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And it's about multidimensional living, and this is a pre-class, a free class. It's the pre-class because they're going to be doing a series at the end of September about what it means to be multidimensional beings and living in a multidimensional universe. And so that is, again, free. You do have to sign up for it, though, and you can sign up by emailing union. 1111 at yahoo.com and getting the number or calling 860-887-1201. And we're also going to be doing a teleclass the year 2012, end of a cycle. This is a teleclass on that September 28th and that's 7 to 8:30 p.m. And the cost is only $18, so you could listen to the comfort of your own home. And we're going to be talking about the history of the Mayan calendar, how to get out of the fear, what to do now, what you do now matters. Humans are either evolving, devolving, or staying the same. The Mother Earth as the ultimate self-regulator, how to shift with your energy during the shifting times right now, and how we are getting back to basics, which means getting back into balance. And so that's the year 2012 class from the comfort of your own home. Teleclass on September 28th from 7 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, Tuesday night. And sounds far away, but seeing that tomorrow is September, I don't think it ever, what is it, tomorrow? The next day, Wednesday, September. It's not that far at all. And now we have the gathering this coming up Friday, and that is from 7 to 9. So every first month of the year on Friday to the end of the year, we do a two-hour class. It's called The Gathering. And this is where I give you up-to-date information that I'm getting from my guides, my higher self, and the council. And then we open the door, the whole floor to your questions, and then we do attunement healing alignments afterwards. So those are the gatherings. They're very comfortable, and they're very popular. And so you could do it, again, from the comfort of your own home and or in person, and the next one is this Friday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And as all the teleclasses, they are televised and they're recorded and they have MP3s. So if you sign up for them and you're not able to make it that day, it is convenient for you because we are able to give it to you later so you can listen to it later and re-listen to it over and over again. So everyone that joins gets a free MP3. And I also want to talk about the new service of the remote healings. They are 10 minutes, 20 minutes or 30 minutes, and this is where you sign up for a remote healing, and that's where you don't have to sign up for the appointment part, but you get the balancing, and then you receive a report, and you get works and tools to work with it. You get a CD, and those are very popular. All that's on the internet, and I encourage you to sign up for a free newsletter because the free newsletter, it allows you to see what's happening. We got a lot of fall schedule stuff coming up over the next couple of weeks, different classes, teleclasses that, again, you can take from the comfort of your own home. And we're going on the road a bit throughout the year. So if you want to know what's going on, just sign up for that free newsletter, and you will be in the now and knowing what's happening. And we are on all different other radio stations throughout the week. And so if you don't get called in and get answered this time, you could check out to see where else we're going to be this week. So that's what's happening on my side. And before we go to the first break, I was just thinking about this. It's the end of the year. My kids are just starting school. And I was talking to a friend of mine that's a numerologist, and she was saying that technically that this time of year, the September, October, November, is really like the end of a year in numerology, in different numerology circles, I should say. I'm not an expert in numerology. I know there's all different kind of traditions and trainings in it. But it really made sense when she said that because it always seemed to me that, especially having two kids or even going to school when I was in school myself, that this always seemed to be more the end of the new beginnings of it, like the end of the year as September instead of as January. It never made sense to me that was in January that the end of the year was, because this seems like the end of a wrapping up of a cycle. And I think a lot of people are feeling it right now. We're getting to the month of September, and that's where people get back in the swing of things. They start stopping their summer stuff, people getting back into school. And this is a good time for us to end cycles. The month of nine is all about endings, numerologically, closings, closing off, and really going to a good time to feng shui, clean ahead. Every time we start a new season, you should really look around your physical, mental, emotional surroundings and really clear out and clean out. The more we live in flow with nature and the natural elements and the seasons changing, the more we feel and flow physically, mentally, emotionally. And so you could get a jump start on that right now and start preparing for it. Not to put extra pressure on yourself for more stuff to do, but the more we just get back to basics and make our life more simpler, the more we can just feel the flow. I just came back from Ecuador, and I was I had a two-hour bus drive to Quito's before we went down into town, and I was really looking at the people, how they live there, and they, because it's so close to the equator, they have fresh fruits and vegetables and just fresh food all around, and they really live in the now. I was just really observing just their energy fields, to be honest, and just their just how they live. They have to live off the land. A lot of them, there's just a lot of severe poverty there, but I never saw a bunch of more happier people, because there's a part I was watching their energy field that I noticed that they were really, again, being present, living in the now. And so it never really matters what we have as far as accumulating things, because we could have all the things in the world, and it doesn't necessarily make us happier or feel more fuller. What makes us feel more fuller and more alive is when we feel really connected to that time, that source, and really get rid of the extra stuff, because we have so much consumerism, we have so much things around us, and it just gives us more things to do versus giving us time to take a break, have a lunch, stay in the now, and just being able to be present and to really see what's going on, and just to walk out into your cabana and be able to get fresh fruit and just be able to be in the flavor of the season and just be able to eat right, as far as when Mother Earth has given us certain foods, just to stay on that diet, because the Mother Earth is, Gaia is such a living spirit. She's such an ascended being, and she really understands, and it's our bodies, even depending where, no matter where we live in the world, our bodies are used to different weathers. And so I happen to live in New England, and I know that when it starts getting colder, we start doing warmer stuff, and there's pumpkins and turnips and squashes and all that stuff, and your body literally craves it. Even the colors of the fruits are very good for your chakra system and stuff like that. So the more we start getting swinging into balance, the more we start really going with the endings of a cycle, starting to pay attention to what the planets are doing, all of that kind of stuff, the more we feel much more in flow. And then you'll start noticing that flow in all different aspects of your life. You start making things simpler for yourself. And if you're feeling chaotic, if you're getting caught up in the energy circles and vortexes that are going around right now, and a lot of the fear, you could always start new. Every day is a fresh day. Every hour is a fresh day. I mean, every hour you could just decide to change your mind. So every minute, actually. So the more we're able to take a breath, remember to breathe, just really make ourselves go sideways, meaning we tend to get all wound up. It's like a top that gets all wired up and we get all stretched out. And the more we can just diffuse ourselves, be able to really breathe and really stay centered, and again, really just to stay in that core energy. I always see people energetically leaning forward or bending backwards and holding on to the past, and literally it starts affecting their physical body. The more we get to that back into alignment, the more we get back into the balance, the more you start feeling the flow of nature, the more you start listening to your own intuition, the more you start listening to the synchronistics and noticing the synchronistic messages that we get from the universe. We're bombarded by messages all the time. I say that all the time, that we are literally, every single one of us, get messages from spirit, our guides, our higher self, nature. But when we are in a fog of confusion or we're bending energetically forward, we're not able to hear those. And so the more we're able to slow down, the more we're able to defuse, the more we're able to plug into our higher self, our natural self, the more we're able to notice that flow, the more you'll be able to, again, take in literally more oxygen into your physical body, and then you'll start becoming much more sensitive. I noticed with myself, as far as with my surroundings, I can't really handle any more discord around. If I notice if there's the littlest thing off, and it's just really starting to affect me. And that's part of our whole evolutionary process right now. The more sensitive we become, the more the Earth's elevation is spinning up. The Earth is spinning up. She's going through her cleansing process. We're all going through our cleansing process. So you become much more sensitive. So again, if you start with your own environment, start with where you live, start looking around to see if it's imbalanced. Is there a lot of clutter? Is there a lot of clutter even in your closets? And if there is, just take one step at a time. Just make a short list and just clean off that closet. You could be amazed at how much more flow it is. Start with where you live a lot, in your bedroom or in your your study or whatever, and just take from one room to another, get a bunch of friends, and even do it over the weekend and help each other out, it really brings much more balance into your house. It allows you to, again, stay in that present, stay in that flow, and then you start really less sweating, not sweating the small stuff, and all of a sudden you realize that everything is small stuff. It's the ego that makes it all elated and very, very big and exaggerated. And so it allows us to have a strong foundation. I call it the foundation of the master, where we are grounded into the earth, our shoulders are back, being connected to universal force, and our head is tilted back symbolically, meaning that we're giving up our ego, our will versus thy will. And the more we feel connected to thy will be done, meaning ourself as our higher self, the more we feel that flow and exhibit that in all aspects of our life. And so those are the tips of the week, and those are different things that are happening at Carrie O'Connor LLC. And I'm going to give that number out before we go to the break, and we will be back live with your phone calls. It is 1-800-930-2819. Be right back up right after this break.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit positivepathhome.com. Positivepathhome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, live with you today, just coming back from 2 weeks of vacation, actually, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Will do, and hitting all parts of the nation today. We're going to start with Carol. She's calling in from Spring Hill, Florida. She wants to know if anything is good for travel in the near future, maybe in September. She probably wonder if it's a good idea. I know you just got back from a trip, and so did I, so we're going to send those vibes on to her, hopefully.
All righty.
Carol, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi. Thanks, Gary. Welcome back.
Thank you. So what's up, Carol?
I'm thinking about, like, maybe going to Texas in September, but my mother has some health issues, so I'm not really, I don't know if I should just postpone it for another time. And we're just, things are going on, so.
Things are what?
There's things going on with her health, so that's what my
concern is. And she lives in Florida and around you?
Yeah, she's. I'm with her. I'm taking care of her right now.
Okay, all right. You know, Carol, when I'm first looking into your energy, I'm going to the second week of September. And is that where you were planning on going?
Yes.
Okay, all right, because I'm seeing you with your feet, like, in 45-degree angle right and left. And the first energy impression that you're giving me right now is that you should go, that you need a break today. I'm hearing that McDonald's song, You Deserve a Break Today.
Okay.
And is there are people around that you could get support for your mom, right?
No, there's no one here in Florida.
There's nowhere, nobody to support you with her?
No.
Any kind of services or anything like that that you've looked for? The biggest message, even besides the traveling, Carol, is because my first, again, impression is that you need a break, that you need to get away, that even if it's a short trip, a long weekend, a 3 to 4 day kind of deal, and especially that second weekend in September in particular to the third weekend. But the bigger picture is being able to get, I see this umbrella over 2 feet over your head, which is like over the emotional body, and it looks like it's gray, and so there's a part of, especially when they're caretaker of somebody that's elder and ill, I mean, old, having health issues, it can really suck us, it drain us dry. It could really get us into like a vortex that that makes us feel like we're almost like you're energetically like looking like you're going through jello right now. And so anytime that you could give yourself balance, go out there and see what kind of services there are. I know my mom worked for a public health service that offered free services for people that that gives people parents, family members help, especially when they're caring for somebody elder. And you don't have to qualify for all different things. So see what other services are about, because the biggest thing, when I look in the right side of your second chakra, which is all about creativity, finances, money, relationships, your whole creative center, it looks like a watermelon, like a cantaloupe-sized cyst on your emotional body. And I want to say that clearly, on your emotional body. It's not in your physical body. It's like a big cyst that looks like it wants to pop or get lanced. And so being able to take care of yourself, you're energetically lancing that cyst, and it's going to start recalibrating that energy in that second chakra, and then it's going to go down to your root chakra, which is all about home, family, being present, and being able to step forward in that light, right direction for Carol. So I'm saying to you that this is where, look to see what's out there for you to help, to support yourself, to energetically support yourself and your mom, and that's going to be able to just give a spring back into your energy. When I'm looking at your roots, it looks like a think of a plant that's really dried out, that really is looking for rich soil and to looking for nutrients, and so that's the most important thing for you. Then you're going to have the energy to be able to not only travel, but spill over to all different other directions, and it's really important because I'm seeing a lot of twos around you, and so that's the number of, now it's time to take action, manifest things in the physical 3D world, and especially over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 hours, and because you are very empathic, Carol, there's like you're part of your energy field. It's like a sponge that takes in other people's emotions, and so you really want to make sure yourself that you get some energy exercises and any kind of energy maintenance. I give free exercises out if you want to email union1111@yahoo.com and really start integrating them, because it's going to give you, it's almost like an energetic vitamin B12 shot or just a boost in the arm for you to be able to look at things in a totally different perspective, okay?
Yeah, great, because I'm looking to go to Dallas.
There you go.
My friends are getting married, and New Mexico to look for a home to live in. So
it's for what?
That's good to know. A new home to live in.
Very good. Very good. So, all, so all that would make sense why your second chakra is showing me such a wanting to be released. It's like when I see something get like the size of a cantaloupe, it's a lot of stored pain, a lot of emotions, even going back to when you were a little child. And so you're starting all those new beginnings. It's a perfect time to get down to what I call the nitty-gritties, lance that, take care of yourself, because you're literally taking that analogy of the planted pot and putting new nutrients into it, putting new water into it. And so then you'll be able to have a lot of energy for your new beginnings there, okay?
Oh, thanks so much, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You have
everything.
A great day, okay,
take
Carol?
Care. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, hon.
All right, thanks, Carol, for calling in. That leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll head off to Providence, Rhode Island now. We have Trish calling in. She's seeing lots of changes at work. She wants to know what's up. Carrie, let's see if we can help her out. Trish, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Trish?
New boss, new changes, just not sure how it's going to affect me. Do I stay? Do I go? Am I going to be impacted?
Mm-hmm. Whenever I see an umbrella, it's one of my symbols of either that somebody's getting caught in emotions or it's that they have an umbrella of protection. And Trish, when I'm reading your energy field, I see this little umbrella of a protection over you right now. So I would encourage you, I mean, keep your eyes wide open. I'm seeing your eyes looking like saucers. And so that means just be the observer, non-reaction, non-fear. But that umbrella of protection means like right now, as things are getting reorganized and stuff, that it's not affecting you. I actually see you energetically off in the corner with this gold umbrella over you. And so that means that's actually a good thing. Think of gold as stability. And actually, it's an opportunity for you to shine or show what you like to do. But your energy is kind of in the corner and not being affected as all these changes are happening. But what's interesting, especially when I get to the energy of November, December, I'm seeing this doorway, this archway appear in front of you. And that's where you could decide that you want to start making steps to get out of there. But it's not because of the new boss. It's just like the archway represents golden opportunities coming to you, things that you've been trying to manifest for the last 3 weeks that or three even years, Trish, in particular, are coming to fruition. And so it doesn't have to do with the new boss. It has to do with more with you going out and starting to see what's out there. But the first initial change, I'm seeing that there is an umbrella of protection over you. And so I'm not seeing that you getting slammed or hit with the changes. There's going to be changes. Go with the flow. You know what I mean? And just as I said, was saying earlier, as far as breathing, staying present, don't energetically lean forward, because that literally gets us out of disconnected with feeling with source and universal energy and our Gaia energy. And so then it gets us all scattered, and then you're going to get caught up in the energy of the whirlwind. Because when I'm looking at the whole business, I'm seeing all these little tornadoes. And so, and they're doing a counterclockwise spin that's kind of fast. And so that's where people get whipped up into their own past things. And just think, as I was saying earlier, that this September is like the month of endings that can allow new beginnings. But if we restrict and hold back, then it's very hard for us to make changes. And so, and a lot of people, when it comes down to it, consciously or subconsciously, they're resistant to change. And so when we really try to follow the example of nature and kind of go with the flow, be able to not resist anything, stay present, stay wide, be the observer, be in this world and not of it, allows us to stay out of the dramas and the traumas and people's things. Because a lot of times when there's a new boss, that boss represents the patriarchal mother, father, God, or patriarchal parents that could come in. And so it could really kick up a lot of our own kid stuff, our own shadow stuff. And so it's a perfect opportunity to practice an energetic posture of being able to, again, be the observer and then pay attention to opportunities that are coming to you, especially when I get into the energy of late October, November, December, when that archway appears, particularly in front of you. It's not necessarily in front of the business, but it is in front of you. And that's a very good symbol of mine. Archway is a doorway of growth, of being able to step out of there. Okay?
Okay. Quick question. You said I'm trying to manifest. You saw it happening in October, November. I'm trying to heal a broken friendship. Could that be it?
That could be part of it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the doorway is directly in front of you. And so, but one thing, Trish, when I see a doorway, it's not only about the friendship. It's when I see tubes that go off of it, it means like all aspects of your life. So when we make major shifts within ourselves, it's going to spill over to other aspects of our life. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. It could be friendships. It could be other opportunities as far as job, career, other friendships or friendships or new beginnings within the job that leads you to other places. Or so, yeah, definitely could be part of a friendship thing.
Okay, great. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Okay, right. You're welcome.
All right. Thanks very much for calling in. Another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We got about a couple of minutes left here. Carrie, how about some information about you and maybe some, you know, some tidbits you got for us?
All righty. I already mentioned before about the remote readings, but we also do readings via over the phone. I have clients all over the world, and they're 15 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes, an hour, and we're running a special. And you could call Wendy about that. So we have the special run until September. So it's, I believe it's $25 off of the half-hour readings and $50 off of hour readings. And so that special is going till the middle of September. And so just say that you heard it at KKNW, and that is for 15-minute half-hour readings, that's $25 off. 45-minute hour readings, that's $50 off. And so you don't have to have it within the next 2 weeks, the appointments, but if you make it within the next 2 weeks, then you get that benefit. And so we are running that kind of special. We're also running the book Bushflower Essence for specials, and that is on the internet. So for $22, you get up to 7 different essences. I tap into your energy field, and I work with those essences. They're flower essences. They're very, very powerful. They're very, they're vibrational medicine. They're like box flower remedies, if people are used to it, or rescue remedies. A lot of people have heard of that. And those are very powerful. It's another tools for empowerment. And so you could check out those bush flower essences, and those are on special this month, too. So we're going to go to our break and go back to those phone lines. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Be back in a few.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let the Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Reclaiming your fearless nature with Annette Bingham is about giving you the encouragement and tools to explore who you truly are and then to fearlessly move towards reclaiming it. This program will empower you to become proactive in your own journey to power. On the show, we will be exploring any tool that will help you take back control of your wellness. Topics might include all types of energy work, vibrational healing techniques, connecting with nature, body work, and much more. Tune in each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. That's Tuesday at 5 p.m. right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour, and we open up the phone lines, and we're taking your calls, and you can call at 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking of the phone lines, why don't we go to those?
Will do, and we have Kim now calling in from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's awaiting some news today about her job. We're not sure if it's good. We're not sure if it's bad. It could go either way. Let's see if we can get some more details. Kim, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, Benny. Hey, welcome back to the States, Carrie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's Kim from Louisiana. Okay, so the vote was on Friday. It was either deferred, my program was either deferred, canceled, or funded. And if it was canceled, then they may or may not be able legally be able to offer me another position. But if they do, it'll be like a $15,000 to $20,000 pay cut.
And so, what did you say the third one that's going to be? What's the third? Did you say something about a third?
Well, they were going to either they were going to vote to cancel it, they were going to vote to fund it, or they were going to vote to defer it. Defer it to the next meeting.
It.
Yeah, defer the vote. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And it was supposed to be on Friday, and hopefully I might find out something by the end of today or by the end of tomorrow.
Did you hear something through the grapevine? Because I just, whenever I hear that song, heard it through the grapevine, which I just did you, is there somebody that's kind of on the inner circle there that you've heard some sort of, not gossip, but have you heard anything?
Oh, well, I've talked to my boss and my other boss and my other boss. I've talked to three of my bosses this morning. Like a couple of them are saying, well, we don't know anything yet. But the writing seems to be on the wall that if it's not soon, if it's not this time, it might be next time.
Meaning if it's not this time, then it's going to be cut next time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I do have to say that I'm seeing one of the umbrellas that's not one of the protection umbrellas. It's one of those, it could be like a deferred kind of deal. And so, did you deal with something with this like a year and a half ago? Why is your energy pulling back a year and a half ago?
I don't know.
Or just think about what was going on even in the whole college, Kim, as far as a year and a half ago, because I'm looking at that it's not necessarily your class or program in particular. It's the whole rebalancing that we're doing that is affecting all schools and that kind of deal. And so I'm seeing that there's a lot of contracted fear energy around it, and a lot of people are really shaky. I'm not pointing to you in particular, but I'm just seeing a lot of people are feeling very shaky, and there has to be, when I look at the whole university, there's a major crack down the middle. It looks like an earthquake kind of crack. And did they just miss some major funding or something? They didn't apply for some major fund? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm watching people going from what looks like an energetic earthquake in the aftermath of the earthquake where you have the shocks for a long time. And I'm also seeing that people's eyes are all foggy. So there's a tendency to go to the being cautious versus not cautious, or really tightening and contracting their energy versus expanding. And so,
do you think, Carrie, I might be offered something as a result of this?
I was just going to say, I don't see you going out the door. I see that you start looking out the door, like to see what else is out there, start testing the other waters, all that kind of other stuff. But I'm just watching that this major crack in the foundation or the funding that didn't go through really is, it's making people tap into the fear, contract their energy more than they need to. I'm just watching their eyes, and it looks like a whole bunch of water balloons around their eyes, which is kind of interesting. And it's just like a sense of, we're going to contract or battle down, or it's almost like preparing for a hurricane that might come down the road 3 years down the road. You know what I mean? So it's kind of an exaggeration kind of deal. And so, but what I'm looking around you is like this inner tube coming around you. So think of the inner tube as protection that keeps you afloat, that they could offer you. And if you do have the flexibility to kind of float here and there as people are getting those goggles off their eyes, and think of those goggles, again, represents fear. It represents what you have, Kim, is that you're looking at the micro that's going on in the macro. You know what I mean? And so, and it's like being able in the bigger picture to straddle or be in this world and not of it and not get caught up in the thing. And I know that 20 grand is a huge amount to drop, but there's a part of as if you work with that inner tube, and as I said, earlier, get back to basics and just really be able to. It's amazing what we could do, and I know you have a lot of reserve, and I see you actually, it was interesting. You just turned into a great big, half of you was like a sunflower, and you were reaching on the right side toward the sun. And so think of that sunflower represents third chakra, represents gold on opportunities, all of those kind of things. And the left side looked like a water lily. And so that's like the real divine feminine energy that could go way deep within the water, get roots there. And so there's a real profound time when I'm looking at your core energy of merging with that male and female energy and being able to, again, go through the wade, go through the tides, and be able to work this out. And not to get in the energy around you has symmetry, so it's not being able to get caught up in that earthquakey kind of aftermath kind of energy that's happening right now. And I'd really put energetic earmuffs around me, especially with other professors that are around there that are really tapping into the fear and just waiting for the awfuls, waiting for the shoe to drop. So,
yeah, take care. That was really beautiful. Thank you so much. I was going to ask this at the multidimensional class, and you can answer it later. I can get off the phone if you want to. I listened to someone else, and without, you know, impinging upon what she said, and she said she talked to Jesus and her angels, whatever. Okay, so this is what she said. She said that the light worker mantra should really almost be something like, I am not now moved by anything that I hear or see, because she basically sees this apocalyptic vision, and she said the light workers really need to hold their core energy. And things are going to get worse before they get better physically.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, but it seems like that mantra seems to me to be so detached, like so non-human, like maybe too Buddhist.
Can you say the mantra again? I didn't hear it all the way.
Yeah. I am not moved. I shall not be moved by anything that I see or hear.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically said that Jesus told her to say that and to spread that word for light workers, because she said it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, like globally.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, I mean, but to me that seems a little bit like not human enough. Do you know what I'm saying, Karen?
Yeah. Well, if that doesn't resonate with you, then go, it's all, you know, it's all about words. So see what feels right for you, right? I always say what feels light for you is right for you. So I get into non-fear, non-reaction, non-judgment, be in this world and not of it. That's what Jesus told me as far as last December, and I'm not playing a match with the woman, but he was really emphasizing be in this world and not of it. Be present and very much in this world, but not of it, meaning of the illusion of separation, of the drama. We are eternal, immortal beings. We are going through a rebirthing process, and the changes are happening now. You know what I mean? People are bending forward and worried about 2012. It's like the changes are happening now, and so we can, and if we're in the world and not of it, and that means being very present in the world. It's not about putting our head in the sand and that kind of stuff, but it's also not going toward the awful too. You know, this, when we look at a forest fire, or even, you know, some of the things that are going on, the Mother Earth is a natural self-regulator. She doesn't need any of our help, to be honest. I mean, it doesn't mean she shouldn't be green and, you know, not help, but she can do all of this and support 7 billion people too, you know? So it's being able to be in this world and not of it. Take what resonates with you as far as the words. If it doesn't resonate with you, that's fine. That's her version, you know, of whatever, you know? So, but if it doesn't feel right, or if it feels cold, it all goes down to the feeling. So if it doesn't feel light for you, if it doesn't, feel like there's a passion or heart there or whatever, then there's no secret code that's the word that's going to get you the security. You know what I mean? It's like that's it. Yeah. So if that's, you know, some people I'm sure that will resonate with, but it all goes back down to keeping it simple, being able to, again, be present, be able to look at things wider, because we are so much more than our life. You know what I mean? As far as we are multidimensional beings. And I have this image of a beautiful disco ball, and it had trillions actually of mirrors, and I saw myself as a multidimensional being where there was a big K on one of the little mirrors, and then the more I shrunk the K, meaning getting out of personality, ego, fear, the way things should be, have to be, and the more I was able to extend into my other aspects and be able to live multidimensionally. And that means being able to, again, be in this world and not of it, see that there are other places, feel that sense of peace, feel that sense of connection, and then when we're able to do it, we are able to ride out those things that are happening as far as job changes and shifts that are happening and on the earth right now. And this is nothing new. We've had gone through cycles and cycles and cycles. This is many of our cycles that have been around for thousands and thousands of years. So I always tell people what resonates, okay? All right.
That was really beautiful. Thanks,
okay,
Carrie.
Thank you. Thank you. You hang in there, Kim.
Yeah, thanks, Kim, for calling in. It leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819. Carrie, we'll actually hit up our instant message feedback, and we're going to take a message that's been written in from, I hope I got this right, Keela from Seattle. And Keela's been going through a lot lately in the last couple of years from a separation of the husband that just hasn't worked out very, you know, unfortunately. And she wants to know what's up for her in the future, maybe around love and the love area. Do you have any sightings for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
When I tap into Keela's energy, I go right into December, January. So I would encourage Keela right now to, I see a lot of pink around energy around her. So think of that unconditional love, loving herself, being able to really take care of herself and nurture herself and be the partner that she wants to be, because I do see her coming into a new relationship as far as December, January. But right now she wants to concentrate on healing herself, taking in the energy, feel forgiving, healing, being able to heal herself, and that and really work on forgiving the whole relationship in the past. It was very karmic. I see it's very thorny. So that means to me that it had like an energetic past life hangover, several. And so those kind of relationships can really rip us apart a little bit there. So you want to be able to think of foundational energy, and that's pink energy. If you're working with pink quartz, rose, essential oil, anything that makes you feel good, and working with that feminine energy would be very healing right now, and love will be up in the air for you. And that's good. Good for her.
All right.
We're at the end of the year.
Yep.
Very good.
Sounds good. And hopefully we'll get that information onto her, and she takes it wisely. And I think we're time for a little break there, Carrie.
All righty. We'll see you after this break.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24-7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
We'll do there, Carrie. We're going to head off to Seattle here, stay locally, and we have Samantha calling in, and she has a question. Is she on the right career path? Let's see if we can help her out. Samantha, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
Good. I am a energy healer too, but I don't know if I'm in my own way or because there it seems like every time I move forward, then I take a few steps back. So I just am wondering if I'm still getting in my own way or if this is the way it's supposed to be for now.
Well, Samantha, when I look at your energy field, especially your body pulls me right to the right side, to the third chakra, and I'm looking at these three little triangles, like little circles that make a triangle, and they think of them as old blocks that are disappearing. They look like almost the size of plums that are going as I look at them, then they shrink to raisins. And so think of that represents self-esteem, self-worth. The right side to me is not only about the energy of what's happening right now, but also connected to dad, male energy is going out. And so as those are dissolving, and especially since the month of three, so let's go back to March of 2010, over the next, again, 3 days, 3 weeks, and so you're dissolving old things that have to do with being able to step out there and really energetically put your shoulders back and say, like, I am an energy worker, and be able to feel firm in that. And part of this is even releasing things that are way back, even past life stuff as far as being burned at the stake as a witch and all those kind of deals. And so part of that is a releasing and that I'm seeing is happening. And that's the feeling of two steps forward, one step back. And then I see you getting into, and this is even like 3 weeks from now, it's like you're diving into this pool that has a lot of blues and purples and greens into it. And then you start swimming like an Olympic swimmer. So think of it's very common, especially when you're going out there as a healer or any kind of career, a singer or dancer or teacher, whatever, there's a part of having to put yourself out there and then just dive right in. And so when I'm watching you do that Olympic swim, think of that represents feeling like you're in the flow with things. Things feel less resistant. Right now, I'm looking at you trying to almost get out of like inside of a balloon that's like a bubble and that it's like flexible. And before it used to look a little bit harder, but now you're realizing that I don't have to fight with it. I'm going to turn around and look at other options. And so pay attention to the different options coming to you. And do you already do teaching too?
So I'm like, sorry, I didn't.
Do you do teaching in groups and that kind of deal?
Do I do group teaching?
Groups and teaching groups, even education, like ABCs, yeah. Where a lot of people are
I'm
starting
drawn to it, but I haven't really.
Oh. Okay, all right. That's where I'm looking at your energy too, as far as stepping on into that teacher role, teacher hat, even give free talks as far as like a energy awareness, you know, just even having more and more people are starting to recognize themselves as energetic beings, they're starting to understand energy medicine more, and they love to have free talks, they love to listen to stuff free, so being able to take and look at your plan too as far as your whole direction you're going to, because I do see you doing different groups. I'm seeing women, but then I'm even seeing like children that were like getting a target market with mothers that have kids that are like indigo kids and how sensitive they are and how energy awareness is so important. And so giving little talks like that, letting people go into the library, that kind of deal. And then I'm seeing you just getting into the swing of things, meaning as you're jumping into the pool, it feels like you've made a breakthrough in it. And so it doesn't feel like you're making those one step forward and those steps back. So part of it is old stuff when I'm looking at your energy, and that goes back to that third chakra thing. And that has to do with, again, whenever we make major shifts like that, it just will pull up our stuff. And the other part is a part of a timing, a gel. It's almost like gelatin that has been has all the fruit in it. It looks very beautiful. So think of all the education and your own working on yourself, and it looks like it's getting prepared, especially over the next couple of months. And so a couple of weeks, a couple of months. And so that's good for you. Are you involved with other support groups and go to other I know over in the East Coast they have a lot of shares where energy workers get together and do their form of energy work. Do you do that kind of stuff?
Yes, I do. I have a group of people that go from time to time to their Reiki shares and different energy.
Have you not done it lately?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I was just gonna, I just saw you putting your hat on the wall, like hanging your hat up and that. So I'd encourage, especially again, a lot of times during the summer, people are vacationing and, you know, that kind of deal. And so September is when people kind of jump back into the swing of things, and even doing specials is what I just saw, like coupon specials where they get half off or that, or a taster or that kind of deal. Being creative kind of things. I just saw like creative bits when I was doing different kind of fairs, I'd call it tidbits, and so they could get a reading or a healing or that kind of deal, and it was just like a tester, so they would get a taste of it, and then if they liked it, then they could know where they could get more. So I'm just watching, part of it is like revising the business plan, part of it's getting connected to other groups, and part of it is also going out and offering to do education, where I know that people would ask me in front of, like, I went into an elderly home, and I talked to the people there as far as the nurse, the healthcare providers, as far as energy work, and then I would go to the kindergarten teachers, and then I would go to, you know, so just, and I'm not saying my story when I see my face over your face. There's opportunities there as you are getting stretched out over the next couple of weeks, that you'll find that you're in the swing of things and be able to feel like you're the energy healer that you see yourself as. Okay?
Okay. Great. Well, that's
very
wonderful.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Keep up the good work, okay?
Thanks, Samantha, for calling in. And, yeah, do some work with that, and hopefully it works out for you. Carrie, I think we have time for one more caller. Let's take David. He's calling in also from Seattle. He's been dealing with a lot of health issues. He's seeing some red and black images from a previous situation. Also sore gums at times, so from time to time. He wants to know, is this affecting him energetically, or is it an issue around energetic? So let's see if we can help him out. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Benny. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Ben.
Doing?
David, how are you?
Good, thanks. I've seen red and black a lot in when I'm having some chemical sensitivities, and it seems like more of a periphery thing now, which is good, and I'm trying to get through that. And also, I'm on that career segue. Last call, I'm looking at which group would be best for me to find something part-time in staying with the DSB and my counselor, or a Pathways group, but kind of looking where I'm at energetically.
Okay. What's the Pathways group again?
It's a group of people that get together. It's a group of us Indians that would get together for that, for looking for employment and a little bit of training, maybe.
Okay. All right. Because I saw the door opening in the Pathways group. Actually, I see three doors opening in the Pathways group. Is there three different kind of aspects of that? Three different programs?
Well, there are different aspects of it. I'm not that familiar with it yet.
Okay. All right. I definitely check into it, because when I see the archways, again, that's one of my good symbols, and I see three of them, and I like that number and the Trinity number, and they all line up, and I see gold around them, and especially the center one that has this gold with this pink energy around. It looks like almost like pink roses over a gold archway, so that's a really good opportunity. So I'd see what else is in the Pathways group for you. And explain to me again the red and black images.
It's when I'm having... And there was some work being done out in the hall where I'm staying at chemicals. Mm-hmm. It was like I got a headache from it, like my head had been hit.
Mm-hmm.
I see a couple of years ago when I was doing yoga, I was doing some exercise and doing some yoga after when I was having the same issue, and I saw checkerboard squares down my arm. I mean, I'm totally non-sighted, but I saw that... where my arm was in my head, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's just the colors I see went along with chemical. Chemicals bothering me.
Yeah, that's interesting, because those are that would be definite confirmation, David, that it's like the colors of just what you said, chemicals or poisonous people or situations or scenarios. So I would, when you see that, I would definitely follow that. Your own sensitivity there, and your gums. It's interesting, because when your gums are bleeding, you said.
They got sore when I was doing some exercise after, like the chemicals were being pushed out of my system, or in kind of bothering me.
All right, good. All right, not good, because what was interesting is because when I'm looking deeper into your gums, I'm seeing this blue-purple energy coming through. And it looks like lines, and it almost looks like at first like a symbolic braces, but it has, instead of like checkers, that has like asymmetrical energy. I'm looking at symmetry energy, and I like when I see that, and that blue and purple is very good, and it goes right down to like the core. It's like right going down to into even the teeth, or like looks like symbolic new teeth, and think of that represents taking a bite out of life. Think of the blues and purples or the divine feminine energy coming in with that intuitive energy, and then I'm watching your like whole jawline, especially on the right side, getting energetically restructured, and I'm watching you again take a big bite out of like the apple. And think of the apple represents, to me, it's like not the knowledge as far as the mind, but knowledge as in wisdom. And so, and you'd be able to chew it, and I'm seeing it very, very juicy. So think of that opportunities, health, reconnected to source, feeling very connected to source. I see it going dripping down your shirt, I mean, over your chest. And so there's a sense of abundance and feeling like a part of you. It's like I'm seeing it like it's a, looks like a starving, like I've been starving for this and looking for like ambrosia, food of the gods, and then I find it, and then I'm watching you look around and feel around and just see everything energetically as with new symbolic eyes. It's like with energy eyes and seeing, being able to look very much wider. So keep up the good work, David, and I'm very glad for you. Check out that pathway. And you're listening to the Carol Connor. You're welcome, hon. And I will be with you next week, and may you align with the divine.